तस्माद्वाये तस्माद्विज्ञानमयात् अन्योन्तर आत्मानन्दमयः तेनैष पूर्णः सवायेष पुरुषविध एव तस्य पुरुषविधताम् अन्वयम् पुरुषविधः तस्य प्रियमेव शिरः मोदो दक्षिणः पक्षः प्रमोद उत्तरः पक्षः आनन्द आत्मा. See why the central portion in every layer of personality we discussed. The central portion was said to be the Atma. Central means what now? What is central to the ocean? Water. What is the central, is it, to the wave? Water. The central means that which is the main substance. That's what we mean here. Therefore, this anandamayaha, anandamayaha and anandaha. What is the, now we have come to the last layer of personality. Anandamayaha and anandaha we take. In both the words we have this common word ananda. But what is extra here is the maya. The maya affix, mayatvikararte, that affix maya indicates anandamayaha being a product, therefore Atma is not the Anandamayaha. Atma is not the Anandamaya Atma. Okay, Atma is not the Anandamayaha. Why? Because Anandamayaha is also the subtlest layer of personality, which is nothing but a graded pleasure, different degrees of pleasure, and which is the states of mind. That is why we don't go about the, there again, only this much alone you can talk about the Anandamayaha. That is why there's no Anandamaya Atma means. Why Anandamaya Atma? You can say, I'm pleased, I'm very pleased, I'm very, very pleased, I'm very, we say that, no, I'm pleased, I'm very pleased, I'm very, very pleased. That means identity is with the pleasure, which is a state of mind. And state of mind is what now again is the subtlest, much subtlest manifestation here of the matter. So, in this thing, what happened? I am happy, I am pleased, I am very pleased, I am very, very pleased. You know, that means the identity is with this particular state of mind. Where you don't even express that sometimes. Without expressing, that's the state of mind you have. And here, therefore, this also layer of personality, and which is also modified form of matter only, subtlest manifestation of matter only, even the pleasure which is a state of mind. But that is why maya means, when you say maya, it is a modified form, it is a product. Whereas anandaha, when you say, it is not a product of anything. If anandamayaha also, being the product, being what now? Anandamayaha is the product of what? It's not the product actually. It is something which is modified form of what? What is that which is in the form of the Anandamayaha? Therefore, Anandamayaha also is not the Atma. Why? Because it is experiential. And anything experiential is what now? Time bound. Because arriving and departing, so it's a conditional, it depends upon a given object, a given time and given place. Conditional. Therefore, what now? Because it's conditional, because arriving and departing, because it is dependent, because it is experiential, we say what now? Anandamayaha is also what now? Not the Atma. And what is Atma then? What is Atma then? We say, Anandaha is Atma. The happiness, Anandaha itself, I don't want to use the word happiness here. Anandaha is the Atma. Anandaha is the Atma means what? No, it is not product of anything. Anandaha is not a product. It is not a state of mind. It is not a manifestation. It is the very swaru, intrinsic swarupam of the I, the Atma. If Anandaha and Atma are not two different things, Anandaha is the Atma, Atma is Anandaha. Okay, happiness is the self, self is happiness. There are two different things here. It's like saying fullness is water with reference to ocean and water is fullness. There is swarupam. So Anandaha is what? No, very swarupam of the Atma. Anandaha is the Atma. Atma is Anandaha. There is made, what is the difference between Anandamayaha and Anandaha? Anandaha is ever the subject, ever the experiencer, never the experienced, never available for objectification or experience. Whereas Anandamayaha, pleasure is an object, experienced, experiential, available for objectification. And the pleasure, Anandamaya, comes and goes. It's a fleeting, arrives and departing. Whereas Anandaha is non-arriving, non-departing, non-experiential, non-conditional. There's no condition. Atma to be happiness. What is the condition needed for the water to be H2O? It's very swarupam. So what is the condition required for the Atma, the self, to be Anandaha? It is very swarupam. Therefore, now the question, what is this Anandaha? The Brahma Puccham Pratishtha. Brahma Puccham Pratishtha means, here, Atma, for the Atma, Brahman is the support, means Atma and Brahman are identical. Here the word Pratishtha should be understood differently. Pratishtha means support. Support should be understood as what? Identical. Atma and Brahman are identical. Atma Anandaha, Brahma Anandaha are not two different things. They are identical. Anandaha is the swarupam of the Atma. Anandaha is the swarupam of Brahman. Like what? Swarupam of the wave is H2O. Swarupam of the ocean also is H2O. Similarly here, what now? Atma Anandaha, Brahma Anandaha, one and the same. That Atma and Brahman being identical in swarupam is said to be what now mentioned by the word Brahma Puccham Pratishtha. Brahma Puccham Pratishtha, they are not two different things. So how do we say that Atma and Brahman are identical? They're not two different things. You have to remember the first mantra. Tasmadva etasmad atmana aka. No? First we said, no? Etasmad atmana akasha sambhutaha. There, tasmadva etasmad means there Upanishad makes it very clear. Satyam jnanam anantam brahma. And from the satyam jnanam anantam brahma, which is the Atma, this universe has come into existence. There Upanishad says, Brahman is the Atma from which the universe has come into existence. That means Upanishad itself has made it very clear, Atma and Brahman are one and the same. Like what here? how do we say this? There's no Atma and Brahman are identical. Atma Anandaha, Brahma Anandaha are one and the same. That is why it is said here, Brahman is a support for this Atma Anandaha. It means what? Listen to me carefully. When we say this Mahakashaha, the Mahakashaha, this space outside, is a support for the Ghatakasha. Look at this. Ghatakashaha means what now? Space enveloped by the pot, for which the space, external space, is the support. Means what? That means this space is non-separate from that space. Really speaking, there's no this space and that space. There's no pot space and the other space. Really speaking, space is one undivided, indivisible, partless whole. But there's this as though it is what now? External space is support for this space enveloped by this pot. So, Ghatakashasya support Adharaha Mahakashaha means what now? The external space is support for the pot space, room space means. The support means what? In fact, it's only as though support, really speaking, space is undivided one. Is it clear now? Therefore, what we say here is, this, even the Anandamayaha also, the pleasure, different degrees of pleasure also, wherein even the greatest, in the highest of the enjoyment experience of pleasure, even you are not there. Even you forget yourself. What is there? Only pleasure, bliss. Like in deep sleep state, only bliss. In samadhi, only bliss. Nirvikalpa samadhi, there's only bliss. Bliss means what? There's only experience of what now? Pleasure. There's only experience of sorrowlessness. The experience of sorrowlessness, wherein even the knowledge I am is not there. Yet it can be aware. In samadhi, nirvikalpa samadhi also is what? Experience. Wherein there is experience of what? Sorrowlessness. Experience of nothingness there, experience of sorrowlessness. And experience of sorrowlessness in deep sleep state every day. Same experience of bliss again when after death until you are born. Long sleep. That experience of bliss, which is sorrowlessness. That is also state, a condition of the mind, okay? A state of mind. That is why in enjoy something, any inner pleasure itself is defined like this. When you are enjoying something, the object of enjoyment, suppose you are distracted, then some you enjoy it. But sometimes, like television series and all, when they act very seriously and so get involved in that particular character's behavior, action or something, is totally involved there. People in cinema, I knew as a young girl when I was going Tamil movies and all the women will be crying because completely they forget where they are. You know, the toe so engrossed in the situation. They get so melted emotional and then they cry all. I mean, what now? This also what? Ananda Kannir, we say. You know, Ananda Kannir, they're not crying out of because they forget themselves. Now, you forget your problems, you forget your being there, you forget everything. There is experience of what? Bliss, sorrowlessness, your sorrowlessness. Somebody else's sorrow, only you see. You forget your sorrowlessness, isn't it? Total sorrowlessness. A total sorrowlessness also is what? A state of mind. Which is possible for that. All that it needs to happen is, I am, that knowledge has to resolve for a second. Whenever the knowledge I am is resolved, then the state of mind that one experiences what is experienced is pleasure. It can be the object of pleasure through which triggers the state of mind. Can be food, can be anything you see, can be anything you hear, can be anything you smell, can be anything you taste, can be anything you touch. Any object, any object can hold the attention. What is the object of pleasure? The pleasure is not from the object. We are going to see it later on. The pleasure is not from the object. The object of pleasure, all that it needs, does is it holds attention. And the attention is held in such a way, it totally, makes you engrossed, remain engrossed in that. Then what happened? This kind of state of mind, that time what you have is what? Pleasure. This experiential. That is why it is what now? Time bound. How long can you have sorrowlessness experience, bliss experience, wherein even you, the whole world is not there, you are also not. I am not, also is not there. How long can you have remain in that, have that? Is it permanent? Once you come out of samadhi, where is sorrowlessness? It's gone. Experience, isn't it? Samadhi is an experience. What about sleep? Experience. When can one have the highest of the pleasures? I tell you, I sense has to resolve for totally. That's the greatest of the pleasures. Aham buddhi, I am, that knowledge resolves, then what you experience is the experience that one can have in having the I sense resolved is the pleasure. The state of mind which obtains when the aham buddhi, ahamasmi jnanam is resolved, I am, that is resolved, that is called what? Pleasure. But how long it resolves, stays, isn't it? For how long? The time differs. But really speaking, there is no object. Pleasure is not from the object. The pleasure is only instrumental for you, what now? To have your aham buddhi resolved. Then that state of mind is what now? Actually, it is nothing but fraction of fullness. Our Swamiji says, chip of a potato. It is a flake of ananda. Ananda mayaha is a flake, isn't it, of anandaha. I remember Swamiji telling this, chip of a potato. Fraction is that one. No, why it's fraction? Because it is not there always, time bound, but it's a fraction, limited by time. And it's dependent on the object. Therefore it's what? No, fraction. What surfaces is one's own swarupam, which is anandaha, surfaces how long? For a short while, isn't it? For the object, or depending upon the object. So pleasure is anandaha, joy is anandaha, pramodaha, happiness is anandaha. Really speaking, anandaha is not anything. Pleasure, you see, fraction is fullness, but fullness is not fraction, isn't it? Fraction is fullness, fullness is not fraction. Therefore, anandaha is fullness, and then pleasure is what? Fraction. Priyam is fraction, modaha is fraction, pramodaha is also fraction. Pramodaha is anandaha. Modaha is anandaha. Priyam is anandaha. But Anandaha is not Priyam, not Modaha, not Pramodaha. Is it clear now? Therefore, that is Ananda Atma means non-arriving departing, non-fluctuating, non-experiential, non-experienced, non-experienceable, what? Is the Anandaha, which is Atma. And that Atma is what? No, is Brahman. The Anandaha is Brahma. Now what is Brahman? You can say, Brahman is Satyam, Jnanam, Anantam, Anandam, Brahma. Consciousness, existence, which is of the nature of limitlessness, is fullness also, happiness. So, Brahma Puccham Pratishtha means, Brahman is the support for this Atma means, what does it mean? Atma and Brahman are identical. Brahman Atmanandaha is Brahmanandaha because Atma is Anandaha, Brahman is Anandaha, Atma is Brahma, they were not different. Anandaha is equal to Atma, Anandaha is equal to Brahman. You can say Atma is equal to Brahman also. Is it clear? Therefore, it become clearer, don't worry. It is not clear also, I won't be surprised. I'll wait for it, it will become clear. Okay, but this is the first step we have to do always. Then, that's why I told, there's no really speaking, the space, the total space is not supportive of the any enclosed space. But we can say always, ghatakashasya mahakashaha, what now, support, adhishtanam. There's no such thing as though it is support, as though it is supported, really speaking, there is it is one undivided, indivisible whole. Similarly, Brahman and Atma are not different. Okay, both are one and the same. Anandaha. Anandaha is Brahman, Anandaha is Atma, Brahman is Atma. Brahmapuccham Pratishtha. Now, therefore, what is next thing now? I, the Atma, am Brahma, Satyam, Jnanam, Anantam, Anandam, Brahma, Aham, Asmi. That must be the Jnanam. Aham, Atma. What is the central here? I is what now? What is I? You know, I am Atma. Atma, Brahma. Atma what na Brahma? What is Brahman? Satyam, Jnanam, Anantam, Anandam, Brahma. Raham, Anandam, Brahma. That means I am happiness. Is you are happiness. Happier and happiest is the mind. Okay? Who is happy? What is happy? Is a state of mind. Mind is happy. Mind is happier. Mind is happiest also. Understand? But happiest also what now? Fleeting pleasure. Highest, superlative degree, isn't it? Highest degree of happiness also is what now? Highest degree of happiness also is coming and going, time bound. So mind, that is state of mind, that is a state, which is a product, which is a manifestation. Whereas happiness is what? Happiness, noun, not adjective, isn't it? Happiness is Atma. Happiness is Atma means the source of happiness. Reservoir of happiness. Any pleasure is what now? It's a manifest anandaha. Any pleasure is manifest anandaha. And Atma is Shuddhanandaha. We had two Swamis in our Swamiji's disciples. We had two, three Shuddhanandas. Shuddha Anandaha means what now? Don't say there's impure Ananda. Okay? Whenever I use the word pure, I am a little conscious. Because immediately we think of the opposite. There's no impure Ananda. Okay? There's only pure Anandaha means what now? Pure Anandaha means not manifest. Pleasure means what now? Manifest Anandaha is pleasure. Pure Anandaha is Atma. Atma is pure Anandaha, not manifest Anandaha. But if we take the manifest Anandaha, the pleasure, a state of mind for the Atma. Is it clear? The manifest happiness, which is otherwise called different, degraded pleasure, a state of mind, a mind which is object of knowledge, object of experience, is mistaken for the Atma. Whereas Atma is not a manifest Anandaha. It is Swarup Anandaha. It is happiness. Is not the happy mind. Atma is very happiness, not the happy mind. Happiest mind. Is it clear now? If whenever you say happy means, understand. Any amount of happiness is what? Only experience, anything experienced is what? Time bound. Not the Atma. As Atma is Anandaha. Atma is happiness. Now the question comes. Okay, fine. How can I experience that Anandaha? This is the big thing, most crucial thing is what now? How can I experience that Anandaha? You can never experience Anandaha, happiness. You can experience happy mind, which is gradations of pleasure, but you can never experience happiness. Manifest Anandaha you can experience, but pure Ananda is non-experienceable. Because pure Ananda is not an object of experience. Therefore, it cannot be experienced. It's ever experiencer, never the experienced. You can never experience Ananda. Why? Because you the experiencer are the happiness. You the subject of experience, the experiencer are the very happiness. The subject can never be an object of experience. Experiencer can never be the object of experience. But what is the proof that I am happiness? It is like, no? When you say, I want to see I see the whole world, all that through my eyes, and I want to see my own eyes. And I want to see my own original eyes. Yes, you can see your eyes, but you cannot see your original eyes. No, I can use the mirror and I can see my eyes. Of course, you can experience your eyes. You can see your eyes through your eyes, okay? You can see your eyes through your eyes, but the eyes you can see on the mirror is only reflected eyes, manifest eyes, not the original eyes. Okay? That there are reflected eyes, okay? There's a pair of reflected eyes in the mirror. What is the proof? Is it? My eyes are the proof for the reflection of the eyes. Swamiji says, is a Paramananda Sishyaha who is asking, my eyes are the proof for the reflected eyes. Reflected eyes are, by proof is my eyes. I see. But what is the proof for my original eyes? What is the proof? The reflected eyes are, that itself is the proof for your eyes. Hope I made it little clear, at least. Little, not much. Very little clear. What is the proof? Understand? Therefore, never ever try to see your original eyes on the mirror. And, okay, original eyes. You can always see in the mirror only the reflected eyes. Similarly, what you experience is a manifest happiness. Manifest happiness is what? Fractions of fullness. Why? Because manifesting media are many. The fullness alone becomes what? As though divided, indivisible, undivided anandaha happiness. Seems to be divided, is it? Because of the division in reflecting media. The pleasure when somebody has, whoever enjoys, experiences any pleasure, any joy, any happiness experienced in one's mind, what the objects of pleasures may be different, but still all of them are what now? The pleasures manifest in different minds, triggered by different objects, are all what now? Manifestations of only anandaha happiness. Do you get what I'm saying? Let's go above the head. All of us, all the minds, all of us experience pleasures. Different degrees of pleasure we all have. And that pleasure is a state of mind. And nobody can say, I don't know what pleasure is at all in my life. If you say every day when you have breakfast, there's just a little pleasure. You don't know that. See, whenever the mind abides in any object of pleasure, there is a state of mind which is pleasure. But for a very short while. Therefore, pleasure is a fraction. Anandaha is fullness. Happiness is fullness, which is undivided, indivisible, which is the swarupam of the what now? Which is consciousness and which is existence and which is the Atma, which is Brahman, which is free from all limitations. This happiness has no beginning, happiness has no end, happiness doesn't undergo any change, and happiness is independent, and happiness is one. One, independent, unchanging, unchangeable, unmoving reality is what? Happiness. Therefore, what is there is only happiness. The pleasure is something which manifests. Whenever happiness is manifest, that is what? It is a pleasure, which is state of mind. Manifest swarupam is pleasure. Manifest is what? Pleasure. Because manifesting medium is the mind, the thought, vritti. That's vritti. Again, much subtler vritti. Sukha vritti. In deep sleep state, you have that subtlest vritti, sukha vritti. In deep sleep state, we all have sukha vritti. There is only one vritti. You know what vritti? Sukha vritti. What is sukha vritti? There is no knowledge I am. There is no knowledge the world is. Total ignorance, ajnana vritti, in a sukha vritti. What is there is what now? Sorrowlessness. Sorrowlessness is an experience. In deep sleep state, there is no dukkham, no sorrow, no pain, nothing is there. The sukham is also what now? Experience, object of experience. It is a state of mind. That is the swarupam, there is a manifestation of Atmanandaha only. Any experiential sukham is manifestation of Atmanandaha, Purnanandaha, total happiness, total happiness is Purnanandaha or Shuddhanandaha, pure happiness is what now? When this vritti is there, it is a manifestation. It's pleasure. Therefore, what do we do now? We mistake the manifest happiness, which is a fraction, and which is experienceable, which is experiential, which is fleeting, which is isn't arriving in deep. Because vritti goes, manifestation also goes. Vritti changes, manifestation changes. Again, aham vritti comes, what now? That sukha vritti goes. Total sukha vritti goes, isn't it? Total sorrowlessness goes. Vritti changes. Vritti is the manifesting medium. It is typically like when the mirror is brought in front of your eyes, you have what now? You see your reflected eyes. Definitely the reflected eyes are original eyes. But the original eyes are not the reflected eyes. When the mirror is brought in front of you, you see the reflection of the eyes, isn't it? When the mirror is taken away, reflection is gone. The manifest pleasure has gone, isn't it? So pleasure is what now? Manifest anandaha is pleasure. For that ananda to manifest, there must be manifesting medium, the mind. There must be the triggering object. Object goes, the thought goes, pleasure also what now? Goes. Thought goes. Thought goes means what happened to pleasure? It has become one with the ananda. Now what I want to say here is, Atma is Anandaha. You can never experience Anandaha. What is the proof that you are Anandaha? Okay, the proof is, that there is pleasure, there is different degrees of pleasure. They're all what now? Manifestations only. Prove that you are Anandaha. Why? Because because our orientation is such, we need to experience something in order to say that it is. We always try to experience Anandaha. What meditation do you need? Tell me now. What meditation do you need to know your Ananda? So, only understanding. Ananda Atma.
Ananda Atma.
Brahma Puccham Pratishtha.
Brahma Puccham Pratishtha.
So, because why the five parts, five features are mentioned, not mentioned here? Because this Anandamaya Atma happens to be the subtlest of the personalities, and the subtlest, in fact, matter in its original form. If you want to know, what now? When you fall asleep, in deep sleep state, what you experience is also subtlest form of matter. Okay, the state of mind that you experience in your deep sleep state is what now? Subtlest form of matter. Is the distance between Atma, the Anandaha, the Chaitanya consciousness, and this state of mind? The distance. There is no distance. Now, what I want to say here, that is why Atma is Anandaha. Because what is the source of these pleasures? Why the five features are not said here? They finished all the three degrees of pleasures. You know, they are all what now? Manifestation of the Anandaha. Manifest Anandaha is available for experience as fractions. Okay, in fraction. But you can never experience total Anandaha. Purna Anandaha can never be experienced. Total knowledge cannot be conceived. Total Ananda can never be experienced. Total happiness, Purna Ananda, can never be experienced, because the very experiencer is Purna Ananda. Now we have to say what now? This Anandamaya Atma, Anandamayaha is not Atma. Anandamayaha also is a koshaha anatma, which is an object of experience. Who is the Atma? Anandaha eva Atma. What is Anandaha? Atma. Brahman is Atma. What is Brahman? Satyam, Jnanam, Anantam, Brahma. Therefore, what is Satyam, Jnanam, Anantam, Brahma? The consciousness existence, which is of the nature of, which is of the nature of limitlessness, is fullness, happiness, which is you, which is the self of every being. Now, tadapyesha shloko bhavati.
Tadapyesha shloko bhavati.
Now, with this, our panchakosha viveka is over. It means what now? The analysis of the five layers of personality is over with this. I'll come back and recapsulate the whole thing. It become very clear. Okay? When the next class, we'll do that. because I wanted to be thorough with every layer of personality and analysis of it, and how you arrive at becomes should be very clear. We'll do it again. I'll sum up next class. And thereafter, after the fifth anuvaka is over, the sixth anuvaka begins with the Rig mantra again. It's a Rigveda. Rigveda mantra comes again.
Asanneva sabhavati. Asa asadbrahmeti vedached. Asti brahmeti chedveda. Santamenam. Tato viduriti.
Okay. Therefore, if there is somebody who says there is no reality, there is no Paramatma, there is no Bhagavan, there is no Ishvara, there is no reality, there is no... Why? Because when the Upanishad says, you are Anandaha, you are Atma, you are Brahma, the very experiencer is Brahma, very experiencer is the Atma, it says, then what happens? Not available for experience. Experiencer will never be available for experience. Is it clear now? What is the proof for the experiencer being there? The experience being possible is the proof for the experiencer being there. Experiencer can never be experienced. You cannot establish the existence of, prove the existence of the experiencer by experiencing the experiencer. Is it clear now? You can never prove the existence of the experiencer by experiencing the experiencer. Your effort will be futile, isn't it? There'll be what now? You need another experiencer again. There'll be infinite regression problem. Therefore, here, what he says, experiencer being non-objectifiable, non-available for objectification, experience, then immediately there will be some people who say, there's nothing is experienced, therefore, Atma is shunyam, therefore there is no reality. There is no Brahman, all humbug. It's all what? A cock and bull story. There is no Brahman, there is no Atma, there is no reality. If anybody says, that whoever says denies his own existence. It's like saying, I am not here. If you say, I am not here, and how mad, isn't it? You are, you can understand. So he says,
Asanneva sabhavati.
Asad brahmeti vedached. Brahma asat veda chet. Chet means if. If anybody says, Brahma asati, there is no Brahman. Brahman is non-existence, or Brahman is not there, there is no Atma, there is no Brahman, there is nothing. If anybody says, why there is no Brahman? Because Brahman is not experienceable. Because I am not experiencing Brahman, there is no Brahman. If anybody says, what does it mean? That person denies his own existence. Asannevasa bhavati. He becomes non-existent. Saha asat yeva bhavati. He becomes himself non-existent. That means it doesn't become non-existent. It is because people who do not have Shraddha in the Shastra, and people who cannot, see, people who cannot know the, what happened, the people who do not know the end, and spiritual end, spiritual pursuit, then naturally they will not know the, they don't need the, they do not know the value of knowledge. If there is no value of knowledge, then they don't need what now? Pramanam. They will not know the validity of the pramanam also. Once there is no Brahman, then there is no pursuit. If a person says there is no Brahman, then there is no pursuit. Human, there is no spiritual pursuit. There is no spiritual pursuit, there is no spiritual end, then knowledge is not the end. If knowledge is not the end, Arthakama will become the end, then what happens? Then this person will not know, and he doesn't need require Shastram also. Shastra becomes redundant, Shastra becomes irrelevant, it is not necessary for him. And even the lifestyle which is enjoined by the Shastram also has no meaning. Then the commitment to the dharma also has no meaning. Such a person may not know the value of dharma also. Thereby, in the long run, what will he be, happen? No? He will be a wrong doer, he will be an adharmi, and he will be definitely an adharmi. He will be the one who really disturbs the order. He become asadhu purusha. Therefore, he says, whereas, asti brahmeti chedveda, if there is a person who says, there is Brahman, if there is something called, there is absolute reality, which is otherwise implied by the word Brahman, and that Brahman has to be, what now? Known. In recognizing, knowing that Brahman as myself, there is no way of knowing that Brahman, and the Brahman has been recognized only as myself. In recognizing that Brahman, the truth of the universe as myself, as my own self, what now? I discover my fullness, freedom, then there is an end. Therefore, I to know that myself being Brahman, to know the fact that I am Brahman, I need the Shastra Pramanam, then you know the value of knowledge. Then you can know the value of the, what now, Shastram also. Once you know if you know the validity of the Shastram as a Pramanam, then you study the Shastram, Shraddha in Shastram, study the Shastram, understand the importance of living a life of Karma Yoga, understand living a life of Dharma, everything, then you become committed to Dharma also, then you become what? A righteous person. Such a person is what? Now, one who knows there is Brahman, one who knows there is reality, there only then he can become committed to live a life of Dharma also. Such a person is what? Now, is said to be Santaha. Santam, Santaha means he becomes a righteous, a Dharmikaha Purushaha. One who believes in the existence of Brahman is known as the Dharmikaha. One who does not believe in the existence of Brahman is the one who denies his own existence. Okay? I'm stopping here. Why? Because the Tassishayeva Sharira Atma.
Yav Purvasya.
Now Upanishad finishes here. Tasya Anandamayasya. Of that innermost, the most interior, subtlest layer of personality, which is nothing but manifestation of different degrees of pleasures, which is manifestation of happiness alone, Atma. Atmanandaha manifest is what now? Anandamayaha. ஆனந்தா மேனிஃபெஸ்டிஸ் ஆனந்த ஆனந்தமயா. இஸ் கிளியர் நவ்? ஆனந்தா மேனிஃபெஸ்டிஸ் ஆனந்தமயா, விச் இஸ் எக்ஸ்பீரியன்சபிள், எக்ஸ்பீரியன்ஷியல். பட் ஆனந்தா பை இட் செல்ஃப் இஸ் வாட்? நான் மேனிஃபெஸ்ட், பட் பியோர் ஆனந்தா, நான் எக்ஸ்பீரியன்ஸ், பட் இட் இஸ் எக்ஸ்பீரியன்ஸ் அவைலபிள் ஆஸ் வெரி எக்ஸ்பீரியன்சர் ஸ்வரூபம். Therefore, and this ஆனந்தா is the Atma. Atma means what now? ஆனந்தா is the self, the most, what now? The central reality, the center reality, the innermost reality, not layer. Innermost reality, the truth is what now? Atma, which pervades everything, what now? Brahma. Tasya eshaha eva sharira atma. This anandaha, this, what is anandaha? Anandaha satyam yanam anantam anandam brahma is the atma, the innermost reality, interior to this anandamayaha koshaha. It's clear now. Now we have negated the anandamaya atma as anandamayaha koshaha. Now what is the atma now? Anandaha is atma. Happiness is the self. Happy is the mind. Happiness is the self. Happy is what now? Pleasure. Mind is a state of mind which is a pleasure. And happiness is the self. And happy, the pleasure is, the happy mind is the manifestation of fullness, the anandaha. Whereas anandaha is pure anandaha, self. Is it clear? And manifest pleasure is dependent on the manifesting medium, the vritti and the external objects also. Whereas anandaha is not dependent on any other manifesting media, because it is by itself anandaha. Hope I made it clear. Therefore, tasya anandamayasya yeshaha eva sharira atma. What is that inner interior to the anandamaya is the innermost self, which is anandaha, which is consciousness, existence, Brahman. Yaha purvasya. Okay, in between, now with this the panchakosha prakriya is over, panchakosha viveka is also over, analysis of the five layers of personality is over. But here, now Upanishad continues its teaching, and in between, some interruption. Interruption, but now some questions are made now. The student is asking some questions as it were. Not really asking. The teacher assumes that the student has some questions in his mind. Very interesting questions. Okay. And then I have to talk about some grammatical aspect also here, which we'll see in the next class. Sit over. It's okay. I'm sure everything would not have become very clear. I'm at the same time, I can definitely say you are not going with the total confusion also. No. You have some understanding. Definitely. That is why, see, this analysis, in fact, very interesting thing, important thing is, you have to see how Upanishad helps you to resolve the vyashti at every level. At the grossest physical level, you know, it helps you to resolve the physical, grossest level also, there is non-difference between the samashti and the vishti. Essential oneness is there. Essentially, they are one. And then prana energy level also, essentially, vyashti, samashti, non-difference is there, essential oneness is there, and the manomaya level, and the level of the thought level also, what now? Mind, no? Level of the inner subtlest personality, even the mind also, there is again essential non-difference. And also vijnanamayam also, what now? Knowledge also. Vijnanamaya atma. Even knowledge, there also the samashti, total manifest knowledge and a fraction of manifestation of knowledge. So everything fraction and total. Everything what now? Gross is also what now? Grossest, the vyashti manifestation, total manifestation of the matter, isn't it? Then subtle manifestation of matter, and subtler manifestation of matter, subtlest manifestation of matter, and then subtlest manifestation of matter, is it? Anandamaya. And in that matter, this matter, whole thing, at every level there is, what now? Essential oneness. Essentially they are one, and essentially they are non-different also. The non-difference between Vyashti and Samashti at every level is shown. This is how our mind also become what now? It is like a journey for the mind to go from one level to the other level. The mind is taken from every one level to the other level. It's a journey. And through this journey, the gross mind becomes what now? Little subtler. Subtler, refined. And not only that, when every time you are resolving the Vyashti in the Samashti, later on the whole Samashti also becomes resolved in the other. You are resolving the first Annamaya Deha in the Samashti Annam Brahma, then whole Samashti Annam Brahma becomes what? Resolved in Samashti Prana. Simultaneously. And the Vyashti Prana is resolved in Samashti Prana. And whole Annam Brahma is resolved in Samashti Prana, then whole Samashti Prana becomes resolved in Samashti Manaha. Then Samashti Manaha becomes resolved in Samashti Vijnanam Brahma Hiranyagarbha itself. Samashti Vijnanam becomes resolved in Samashti Anandam. Samashti Anandam Brahma. Then Ananda Mayaha, isn't it? Whole matter becomes resolved in what? Atma the Brahman. The entire matter, material world becomes resolved in Atma the Brahman. We'll see it later on. We'll go and do that later on anyway. Not now, we'll just see that. We resolved. You had to resolve it. So this helps me when you are resolving it. You become more and more objective. The more objective you become, what now? Your ahankara also becomes weaker and weaker, weaker and thin and thin. The bigger you visualize, the big, anything big you visualize, your ahankara becomes thin there. Your identity is with their own body minus complex, then fat, strongest ahankara. Our identity is with the family, still thick ahankara. Identity is with the little small town or small society, community, little thinner ahankara. Identity is with some given area, nation, again thinner idea, thinner ahankara. Identity is with the world, thinner. Identity is the whole jagat, ahankara lost, gone forever. Is it what you identify yourself with? You are as big as your identity is. Identity is with the whole prapancha, you are as big as the prapancha. If identity is with some 80 kilo weight, that much only you are. Not with this much. Is it clear? Therefore, it is also what a shift in, isn't it? Cognitive shift of aham. Therefore, it weakens the ahankara, it helps you to resolve the ahankara. Ultimately, it will help you to resolve the ahankara for totally. You are not giving up the ahankara here. Understand shastra unfoldment, subject matter of the shastram as unfolded helps you resolving the ahankara. You have to search for ahankara. Where is it? Where is it? You'd have gone by then. That is why you don't need to give it up. You can never give up ahankara. It has to go by itself. It will go by itself. Okay? That is when we say moksha. You are muktaha here right now. You are brahmanandaha which does not come and go. Even that, what now? Hiranyagarbha. Even that anandaha is what now? Temporary only. That's also anandamaya. Okay, any experienced pleasure is, any amount of happiness is anandamaya. Koshaha anatma. Whereas anandaha is you are. We'll do next class. Okay. Om Purnamadah Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vasishyate. Om Shanti 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 Harihi Om Tat Sat Shri Gurubhyo Namaha Harihi Om.